Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 808 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Way behind again because of stupidity at the end of that last segment. Okay, talking about guys' moms. I mean, it's ridiculous. We don't talk about guys' moms on the other shows, okay?
No, we don't do it. You do.
Yeah, we don't do that. It might have been a policy here earlier, but it's not anymore, okay? It may have been a policy, but it's not.
Guys, You've learned your lesson, but Gallant George, Killer Bees, keep John's name out of your mouth, or your mom becomes a topic.
Do you listen to sports talk there in L.A.?
Some, yeah, not much.
Do you listen to Money Smith, Petros?
I don't. I'm not in the car. I don't know. Yeah, I have heard it before. It's a good show.
It's a good show. I miss doing stuff with Money at the Combine. He's one of the guys that got, you know, sliced down, unfortunately. But Combine's coming up for me. I am leaving here after the show on Monday the 24th, and then the Combine starts on the 27th. So I'll be at Indianapolis that whole week. I'm not sure why they have me leaving so early. I don't do anything. I go to the Radio Row and do some stuff, but that's it.
Well, you going to do the show from Radio Row?
No. I do the show from my hotel. But they've got a Radio Row where it's getting bigger and bigger, as you can imagine. There's a lot of people who come to the Combine, and so they get a lot of different people. So I'll go and they'll book me with a bunch of different shows.
And will you just be called NFL.com's Lance Zierlein, or will you make mention of your other job?
Well, they usually do it. They usually do it, and usually they read my bio, so they usually do mention it.
Okay.
They read my Twitter bio.
Let's make sure. This is home base.
But I need to put Texas Radio Hall of Fame in the bio.
You might want to get your people out there.
Yeah. So I get people to start putting the proper respect.
Yeah, get
on
your
name.
People to make sure that's known. Put Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Texas Radio Hall of Famer Lance Zierlein joins the
show. And they'll say
No. He went in as a team. It's Lance Zierlein and John Granato.
Yeah, we went together.
But you're not there. It gets a little wordy guy's not even there.
I don't care how wordy it is. So, don't be taking all that credit.
So how's he gonna be introduced if you're not even there?
And where's John Granato? He's not
Lance
here.
Zierlein, NFL.com. But more importantly, he was inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame with his partner John Granato. He did. They'd been doing radio in Houston for 2 months.
That's a lot. That's a lot on an intro.
It doesn't matter.
Particularly on Radio Row. Now
they'll
have
say,
like,
"Well, you know what? Where is he? Bring John in here." I'm like, "He's in L.A. playing poker."
Oh,
that is true. People are saying that I don't listen to the radio show because I'm too busy hanging out at certain bars in L.A.
That was
John
one time.
John does love his bars in L.A. That's
he said
not true.
One time. We don't know.
One time.
I don't care if you wanted to watch sports there.
One time I moseyed in, and that was
strolled
it.
Strolled in and strolled out.
Swished in and swished out.
Oh, see. Sachet.
Go back there. It seemed like that was a good place. No problems.
It seemed like a fine place.
It is a Dodger bar. Well, imagine that.
Yeah. Well, the owner works for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Keith. He wants to talk some NFL. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys, I've got a question. I'm really intrigued still about Cooper Kupp, who's out there. I know he's got 2 years, $25 million left on his deal, but I don't believe he's washed, but I think he may be close to being washed. But I think he, you know, is an intriguing player to trade for. You know, the Texans probably don't have Tank Dell this year. You know, the Ravens, you know, I'm still hurt from the Mark Andrews drop. Where do you see Cooper Kupp in 2025?
Giants.
I don't know. I don't love 2 years. I just don't love that.
I've been told he's going to the Giants. I'm just going to stick with that. But I think Cooper Kupp, like, do I think Cooper Kupp still has something? If I think, does Stephon Diggs have something left? Yeah, he did. Now, I don't know how the knee injury is going to affect him, but he definitely had something left last year. Does Cooper Kupp? I don't know, because Matt Stafford, I don't know if he wasn't getting open for Stafford, or if Stafford, remember, Stafford used to only throw to Megatron. That was it. And now Stafford will throw to tight ends and Puka Nacua, and that's pretty much it. So I don't know if it's maybe a Matt Stafford thing where he falls in love with a primary target, and that, because Cooper Kupp was a triple crown winner. Cooper Kupp was once that guy. I think Matt Stafford has a chronic love affair with number one targets. And so maybe Kupp still has something left in the tank, but you just wouldn't know it from the production.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how much is left. I don't want to get, certainly don't want to give up. What are you giving up for Cooper Kupp in a draft?
Nah,
trade?
You can't give up much.
Fifth, sixth? I mean,
you give up a second and a $16.8 million cap hit for Stephon Diggs.
I don't know how it'll work after a trade, but Cooper Kupp on the Rams cap on the Rams is he has a cap number of $29.7 million in 2025.
Oh, yeah, so they have to get rid of him.
He'll be 32 in June. What's the appeal?
I don't know.
Of trading for the 32-year-old wide receiver?
I don't know.
Whose production is way down.
Yeah.
Way down, and he's not, and he is never a fast separator. Like, he was a great route runner. Imagine that. But what he was is really tough. He was efficient with his routes. He had a feel for beating leverage, and he caught everything thrown to him. You lose a step, you got problems. You got problems, but I don't know. I don't know what the appeal is. I think it's really about the name.
That's probably what
it is. I think
it's
the name brand Cooper Kupp.
You heard of him. Everyone likes a star.
Yeah, but that's not – but this is a team. Like, why would a team doesn't get into star power? A team's supposed to be watching.
He hasn't broken 1,000 yards since 2021.
Has it been that long? Well, he's had injuries, right?
Well, that's a problem too.
Yeah, actually, that is a problem. An older player with injuries.
That's a big
problem.
And
that's the same thing with Diggs. You got to be careful on that one.
Yeah, he's played 9, 12, and 12 games the last three seasons.
Wow, that's a lot of time missed.
And, yeah, let's trade for him. Why? Why are you taking on the Rams problem? By the way, the Rams, who know him best and, you know, would have some emotional attachment, are like, nah, get him out of here. We got to move on. But for
to be fair, they also have.
No, I understand.
But they've got a guy who's an upgraded version of him.
No, I understand why. I'm not saying they shouldn't be doing it, but that's a team who you would think he would be more valuable to them because of everything he's provided in the past, and Matthew Stafford loves him. Now that might lead to Matthew Stafford getting traded because you're not bringing him back, and they're like, you know, we gotta get off him. Why is he so appealing to a fan base? He's 30. He's gonna be 32. The production's down. The games played are down. Don't do the Rams a favor.
Well, it's the same thing, but you know, you had the Ravens were all excited about Odell Beckham Jr.
And how
that's the same thing.
Yeah, it always
he
happens.
Couldn't play
no one
anymore.
Learns their lesson.
This is worse, though. This is worse than Odell.
Odell was a creep. He was a problem
was
in
still,
your
there
locker
was still
room.
Some. There's not much left in Cooper Kupp's tank now.
Probably not. Probably not. But there was nothing left in Odell's tank.
Just won't cost.
Well, but you didn't know that.
Cost
yeah, you did. He wasn't playing well before that, and he had multiple injuries. Wouldn't come off planes because he was on them bars. So
it won't cost you salary or it didn't cost you salary or compensation.
Oh, you mean for Odell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Is different.
That's true.
This is different.
Well, for what? For what? Six like yeah, you're not taking on his salary. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to work.
I don't know who's going to get. Well, you got to get, you know what? That's not a bad deal for the Giants, although, you know, you got how many years of Stafford have left. But I'm not just trading for Cooper Kupp. It's got to be part of a package.
But are you looking?
There's no way I'm giving up anything for just Cooper Kupp.
So they're not going to learn their lesson from the same thing that happened to the people who play in that building with them? With the whole, hey, let's bring in the aging quarterback.
Yeah.
Aging receiver.
And then go get his best friend to play receiver? They're not going to learn that lesson?
Yeah.
They just saw that play out.
And the Colts, how long have the Colts been playing that game?
Well, they don't get friendship receiver, like they don't get old receivers. They just kept trying to find the Colts is different because
just old core. That's all they get. Is
well,
old
but they couldn't do anything. Like they had a window open to win with all pro linebacker, all pro guards.
So do the Giants.
They couldn't. No, The Giants have no window. That's the problem. Is this is a C? This is people think this is a C. Like the Colts are trying to find a quarterback because they were ready to win a division, but they, you know, you can't draft a quarterback from the 24th spot. It's just not going to happen. And so they're trying whatever they could to find the most competent they could. The Giants right now feels like they've got a head coach and a GM who are in a CYA mode, and they're trying to win now so they keep their jobs. Yeah, that is the worst thing. When you do that, you're not doing what's best for an organization.
Nope. All right, we got a break. When we come back, we'll hear that ESPN sound and see. They say they were joking. Carl Ravitch says they were joking. It didn't sound like it, but we'll find out. Right now, though, Gulf Coast Windows is what we're talking about. Jim Fiume ain't joking around. Jim Fiume's serious about the product that he puts out there. Jim Fiume's serious about how good it is. Jim Fiume ain't selling something that's inferior. He wouldn't sell an inferior product. When you go and you see that showroom, I've seen it. I've been there. I've done it. It is fantastic. It is. You're just like, wow, look at this. I don't know how you choose which window. Is it wood clad? Is it aluminum? Is it a hurricane window? They're all just fantastic windows and doors. I mean, you want to talk about, you can get fancy schmancy. You can get double pane. You can get, you can get sliding glass doors that are that's something you've never seen before. I mean, it really is. It's first class. It's everything is the best. The warranty is the best. The service is the best. It's the Pinnacle Award winner at the Better Business Bureau. So that'll tell you something about it. So if you're looking to replace your windows or you're building a new home or business, use Gulf Coast Windows. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454. Tell Jim Fiume you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. I didn't see this quote, and we'll get to that ESPN clip. But Chancellor Johnson says, Kevin Durant was asked post-game about training with Rockets players over the offseason. We played the clip earlier, how he works with Jalen Green. He works with Jabari. We missed this part. He said, I'm going to stop working out with they ass because they too good. You know, last year, Jalen had 34 twice against the Suns. Last night he was good. He likes playing the Suns. He likes playing Kevin Durant. Tari was awesome last night. He said after the game, he said, you got to forget he's Kevin Durant. You know, you know what? He's a legend, but man, you got to show him that you can play too, and he did. 25, and he played great. Tari played great.
So Kevin Durant's out there, and you can see the appeal of why any team would want him. Age, all the things that may say, hey, don't do it. You watch him play, you're like, okay, we get it. Oh. But then you look at his experience right now. He's got to depend on Ty Washington, yeah, and Bol Bol, and Royce O'Neal has to knock down shots to keep them afloat. Right. Man, you can understand why Brian Windhorst said in the, this week that Kevin Durant's getting traded. He knows it. The Suns know it. The whole league knows it. It's about that time for the offseason that Kevin Durant's out of there. Now, you think when he signed up, he thought on a Wednesday night in Houston, he had to hope Bol Bol goes for 25 to win a basketball game? You think when he signed up for the Suns experience, he could ever imagine that?
No.
Bol Bol is hideous.
Hey, we're talking about Bol.
I just had to say it.
That's uncalled for.
I just had to say it. Bol Bol is hideous.
Wow.
He can say whatever bad things he wants about
me. You're not a nice person.
He can say whatever bad he wants to say about me, but I just had to get my lick in there.
You're licking? Why? Bol Bol and you are not in a fight.
No, but I haven't liked the Bols for years. It started with Manute.
Manute got after you at some point?
Manute shooting threes at 7'7". I was like, man.
He was an innovator. Look at Wimby now.
I know. Manute Bol, and there's his son, Bol Bol, dropping threes on people. His wingspan's got to be 8 feet long.
All right, let's get to this ESPN clip. Alabama's playing Texas. It's a 99-77 game. Alabama's killing them. And here is Carl Ravitch, and I don't know who's doing the color, but here they are talking about the SEC and SEC basketball.
So think about it. We know how dominant they were in the non-conference season, the SEC. They were 185-23. Since January 4 into Tuesday, the SEC teams are 82-82. It's not as if one team or two teams or three. They're 82-82. Like, there's been no ability to pull away. There's no dominant group of teams.
What did he say?
Except Alabama and Auburn have one loss each in the SEC.
Well, what he said was the data used was the start of conference play, all in. So how could anybody – how could the SEC be anything but 500 when they're just playing each other?
Because they're playing each other. Yeah.
But he said, he tweeted afterwards, oh, I'm seeing on Twitter that it's all – it was tongue-in-cheek.
Well, you do a better job of selling it because no one thinks you're joking.
No, he wasn't.
You weren't joking. The SEC has to be 82-82. Somebody put out a list of all the conference records, every conference and what their records are, and all of them were 80. All of them were 500.
And you were getting to it. Alabama and Auburn, the two Alabama schools, both only have one loss. So there is some separation.
There is separation
at the top.
Yes. I mean, he.
So his point completely was nonsense.
He clearly thought he was making a point about SEC.
Do you think he came up with that himself, or did some producer slide that in front of him?
Hey, I've noticed when SEC teams are just playing each other, that's a 500 league.
See, I'm trying to shoot him some bail because sometimes these stats a producer will put in front of you, and it was an internet thing. It was a troll thing from weeks ago where because the SEC got so much credit for being dominant in the out of conference play that someone put up, hey, look at their record in conference play. This didn't originate with Carl Ravitch. This has been a thing for a couple weeks. I'm going to guess that some producer slid that in front of Carl Ravitch and was like, hey, this is a stat you can talk about. And no one there
did
got
somebody
the
Ron
point.
Burgundy him?
It's either that producer didn't understand it, or that producer hates Carl Ravitch and wanted him to sound dumb on the air.
Yeah, it's one of the other.
They put in goodbye San Diego.
Go F yourself.
It's possible that someone go, hey, Carl's a bit of a jerk. Let's give Carl something that's going to make him sound stupid, or that producer didn't understand it either. Didn't understand why this was
or
not
Carl
a real stat.
Just came, or you don't know. Carl,
I'm trying to shoot Carl some bail. The former host of Baseball Tonight. I'm trying to shoot him some bail.
Yeah. Well, but if he looked at that and said, "Wait a minute, dude. I mean, honestly, really?"
Well, he's in the middle of a game. They're trying to fill time. The game was a blowout. Maybe that stat just got slid in front of him. He was like, "Eh, I'll read it."
Yeah.
Or he didn't know. No one believes it was a joke, though.
No, it wasn't a joke. He was a tongue-in-cheek. No, that's not true. That's just not true. It wasn't tongue-in-cheek. You were trying. Hey, I got something here.
But if you look at it,
January 4th,
they're 82-82. If you look at this, so well, Carl, they're only playing each other. I know, tongue-in-cheek.
You know,
I was joking. Now let me start talking about wheelhouses, Mom. That's all I can think about whenever I hear. Tongue in cheek.
What is wrong with you?
And those guys loved you.
I know. That was fun.
Okay? For you.
I brought attention to their show.
Look how well that went.
I could only do so much.
you did a great job.
I saw a crazy video about Auburn. Auburn, one of their top players is 25 years old. They have a 25-year-old, I think two 24-year-olds and like 5 23-year-olds, they have an older starting lineup than the Oklahoma City Thunder. True story. Auburn's,
no wonder they're really good.
Yeah, that's what I like. They're older than everyone.
Well, now you know with Auburn's with NIL.
Team, well,
now we were worried about everybody leaving.
Well, it's not
now
even NIL, but NIL doesn't make you play when you're 24. That's COVID. That's the COVID stuff giving you the extra
But
years.
Guys are going to hang around longer. They're going to hang around longer. Now, well, wait a minute, Lance. Now you can go to JUCO for 2 years, and it doesn't count against your 4 years.
Yeah, that's true, but none of these guys were JUCO guys.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't know how many guys
I understand, but now going forward, you're going to start seeing guys staying in college a lot more because of NIL.
Probably. Because for sure in football
as opposed
happening.
To going to Europe because there's only so many guys out of college basketball – that are going to the NBA.
Well, I don't think most college guys were leaving to go to Europe. I think if you're in college, you're staying in college, and you weren't taken off to Europe. Those guys were four-year players. But if you're a second-rounder.
There used to be a lot of guys that didn't like school and went to
Well,
Europe.
I know, but, I mean, we're talking about
they
guys
wanted
who are
to start their pro career.
Well,
so
you're talking about
Now I get to hang out, and I get to get paid here in America.
Well, you still have to go to class if you don't like school.
Do you, though?
No, but I think the guys you're talking about were they didn't want to go spend their freshman year there, but then they would go one overseas, and they'd come right back. This is going to have an impact potentially on – it's already having a huge impact in football. This is the lowest number of early entry players that we've seen in like 8 years. It's having an immediate impact where guys are not leaving schools early. And, of course, COVID, I've written up more 600 – I mean, more sixth-year seniors than I ever have in my life. I've written up 3 seventh-year seniors and multiple six-year – I write up a six-year senior every day, guys who were there 6 years. They take 2 COVID years, or they have a redshirt year and a COVID year. But I think the real key, John, is going to be how many of these guys who are late first to mid-seconds in basketball go back now for NIL. And I think – you're stupid not to. Well, yeah. depending on if you're getting paid. I don't know. Depends on if you're getting paid. There's some schools that don't have, you know, they don't have great NIL deals. They might be, I say that, it's good money, but, you know, you might be making 80 to 120, and then you look at the pros, you say, I can make way more in the pros. So, but now in football, it's having a monster effect.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here.
Oh, speaking of NIL, did you see what happened when we come back? Did you see what happened? The Trump administration or the, I don't know if it's the courts or whatever, they're changing something in NIL that's going to have a big impact on a certain group.
All right. What about Doc Linville? That's what I want to talk about
right now. Big impact on a certain group?
Yeah, there's a huge impact on a certain group of people who are balding. And I say balding as opposed to bald because I want you to get it done now. I want you to think about it. I want you to, if you just see your hair thinning, okay, it's a great place to go to get your PRP. It stimulates the growth. It's not expensive. It's cheap, and it's an easy process, very easy process. No pain whatsoever involved. They do a beautiful, I've done it. It's great. They do a great job. Stimulate your own growth. Neo-grafting. Now, you got to replace? Okay. It's a difference between fertilizing or sodding, okay? Fertilizing, let's go. We want that grass to grow. Let's go. With the sodding, okay, we got to put in on top. Well, take it from the sides of your head. It's your hair, and the sides never go away. You notice that? You always got that ring, that side ring. Well, those hairs ain't going to fall out. So you take it from the side and the back. And you put it on the top, and you look great. And Doc Linville does that as well. That's neo-grafting. It's a great, best process. It's the best process for hair replacement. So you're looking for a great way. I tell you this. Do it now before it's too much work, before it gets too late. If you feel like it's starting to thin, now's the time to go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
By the way, an update. Carl Ravitch has taken the L. He said this 4 hours after landing, reading all the responses. It's overwhelming. I will heed the advice of my ex-friends and take the L. My bad. My mistake. Always appreciate the feedback and grateful for the audience. A bunch of huge games left. Let's enjoy them. So, after first saying it was tongue in cheek and
attaboy.
Whatever.
No one's buying it. Just take it. You messed up.
Take the L.
We'll move on.
Yep.
I can see how you could get on the initial. Well, you're right. He didn't go through roster. Somebody had that. It had to be a meme that he saw. How many people get tricked on such a regular basis by stuff on social media?
Happens all the time.
Because you can make a graphic that looks like it's from something, and it's. And it can just be a goof, or it can be bad information. And it runs rampant. Like, it just takes off. As long as you put something in a graphic, people believe it. That's all you have to do. Put it in a graphic.
Right, right, right. All right. You said you had a story, NIL story?
Oh, yeah. So let me read this off the interwebs here. You have, you know, so they were, there was, so the Department of Education is rescinding weeks-old guidance mandating that NIL resources from athletic departments and revenue sharing payments be proportionate between men's and women's sports. The Biden administration had issued the guidance in its final day, citing Title IX, the statute that prohibits discrimination in schools on the basis of sex, and has come to also require equity in sports. Republicans quickly signaled they would move to reverse the guidance once Trump returned to the office. Quote, the NIL guidance rammed through by the Biden administration in its final days is overly burdensome, profoundly unfair, and it goes well beyond what agency guidance is intended to achieve, the agency said in a statement Wednesday. The agency took down the NIL guidance Tuesday, but did not confirm the policy had been rescinded until yesterday morning. It's one of several Biden-era directives related to Title IX that Trump administration has quickly reversed. It goes on to talk about many schools have said they plan to award 75% of total revenue sharing allocations to football players, which is something that I heard as well. And then the rest is going to go to everyone else, which will mean, you know, about 15%, I think, to 10 to 15% to basketball, and then the others will get the crumbs. But, I mean, look, I get that that's, you know, on the basis of sex, it would seem to be unfair, but the reality is, from a revenue-generating sport, I mean, it depends on, I guess it depends on how you look at it. If you want total fairness, I mean, putting a legitimate number on women's sports and trying to compensate them as well is certainly something I think should be done. Equal distribution amongst all the athletes? That's a tough thing to put through. And I didn't think that was going to stick around because the football side is going to be like, wait, what? Yeah. What? Although the football side, you can complain all you want if you're football. It really gets down to the Department of Education. But, Trump's people said, nah, we're going to go back to the old way. So Title IX not going to do. And we'll see. There may be some other
reversals. It's kind of ridiculous that women's swimming should get the same amount as the football team. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
It doesn't really make good sense. Now, I do think they should be, you know, I do think they should be compensated as well, because it's not their fault that they're, you know, they're also athletes who are trying to go to school. They don't have a lot of them don't have the true NIL potential, because this is the revenue share, right? This is going to be the revenue share and not the NIL. They call it NIL, but it's revenue share. But I never thought revenue share was going to be like equality across all. That was never going to hold up, I didn't think, unless Biden, well, Biden did that after he had lost, but it was just probably not going to hold up.
Yeah. No, you know what? We'll see. We'll see now. You know, we'll see whether or not the $20 million per school, that's going to, it's just so incredibly.
Well, it's more than that.
Poorly run and poorly planned out. It just is. It's bad. It's just terrible. And I don't know. Has the poaching gone down at all? I think it's probably worse than ever.
I was speaking with teams about it. Like I said, you cannot give awards to certain players, because postseason awards, because then they will start demanding more money, or they will try to leave. And the poaching's gotten – the poaching actually is really, really bad right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bad. It's so bad that I think we talked about this on the air. Matt Rhule's not having a spring practice because he lost four players after their spring practice was televised. And so he's not, including to Miami. So he's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to have spring practice. Now Dell's all upset that he can't try to steal people's players. But the fact is, Matt Rhule's like, no, I'm not gonna do a showcase game for you to steal my players.
That's
good
right.
For him.
75 years of tradition, you're gonna throw out the window because you can't.
It's a
handle.
Practice.
Yeah, exactly. It's a practice. You think it was one practice that alerted whoever stole your players?
Some of these guys hadn't played.
cut it out, Matt Rhule.
No,
how about you?
True.
How
what difference does it
don't
make
lose,
to you? If,
how about you don't lose 13 games in two seasons?
Why do you care?
It's embarrassing. I hate when coaches always look for the path of least resistance. Oh, my job gets harder, so I'm going to have to cancel something. Cut it out.
Well, he don't want to lose.
You know what, Matt Rhule? Right. I hope Matt Rhule cancels the spring game and then doesn't poach anyone from another roster.
Well, why don't we make a rule that if you poach someone, there's
we'll
a penalty.
We'll make the rule. I don't have an issue with the rule.
Matt Rhule's like, I ain't showcasing my dudes.
Oh, soft ass.
Okay, then what? Oh.
What are you, the king of spring practice?
I don't care about the Miami. Who's he talking about? Like A.J. Allen, who's no longer on Miami? I don't even know who he's talking about. But the point is, stop being soft. Coaches always do this. Things get difficult. It's things they don't like, so they overreact. And Nebraska's had a spring game since like 1950. You know what's going to happen when Matt Rhule eventually gets fired, because everyone gets fired at Nebraska? The first thing the new coach is going to do, bring back the spring game to win people over.
He won't get fired because he'll be able to keep his best players because he doesn't have a spring practice.
Well, can't trust Matt Rhule if he thinks Jeff Sims ever thought Jeff Sims was going to save him.
Going back.
You can't
Jeff,
trust him.
We had
you
David Culley. We had
How
David
many times
Culley.
Are you going to go to the Jeff Sims
well,
call?
I will go. I will keep going, because if you thought Jeff Sims at any point was going to help you win games, you got a problem.
You had Tyler Van Dyke.
Sorry. You lose 13 games.
One guy.
You lose 13.
You had Tyler Van Dyke.
It's not one guy.
You had Tyler Van Dyke.
He's lost 13 games over two seasons.
You
think he's changing Nebraska?
Then you stole Cam Ward.
That man's got a year plus before he's fired.
Nebraska's been dormant, been a doormat for
exactly.
20 years.
And you know what you don't do?
Turn it over in 1 year.
No, I said don't lose 13 games in 2 years.
Okay.
It takes time.
What?
Bowl Why are you game? So mad? Let that man hide his players from you.
A bowl, the Pinstripe Bowl, congratulations.
He literally
he
pointed
bowl.
Out Miami was the number one thief.
I don't even care about that. It's embarrassing. It's not even a Matt Rhule thing. It's a coach thing. When things change and they can't control things, they freak out, and we got to do something about
it. Your job is harder.
Yes, Matt
Rhule. There's no control in college.
Yes, Matt Rhule, your job is harder. You know what? Spring games aren't just practices. They are for the actual event.
But they're a recruiting event.
It's a community event. Everybody comes
Until
in to watch the
slow
games.
Slow down the poaching.
Stop
We're
poaching
not do this.
His players.
No one wants Nebraska players. They don't help anyone win.
Obviously,
he lost four
players who transferred after spring
game. I just hope once the spring portal hits, by the way, the portal doesn't even exist anymore. People can just leave and it doesn't matter. The portal's fake. That was proven this offseason. I hope he doesn't take anyone off of anyone else's rosters after
the
spring
Did we talk
is
about
over.
That, John? That the portal
did
doesn't...
Talk about
did we talk
a
about
break?
But did we talk about portal not existing on the air, John?
No, we didn't. We've not.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let Dell mention it, because that's Miami. It happened in Miami. Oh, it's Nebraska to Miami.
Forever without a portal.
It was Wisconsin.
Wisconsin to Miami?
No, but the thing is now, there is no...
There's no real portal.
You don't even have to wait. As long as you...
You can do it whenever you want,
as long
in
as
season.
You leave a school and... There are some time frames. You have to enroll when classes are available, but you can leave a school, don't have to enter the portal, and as long as you just enroll at a new school before the drop date, you can play.
You just don't have to participate.
You don't even have to be in the portal. The portal's not real. It's just a database at this point.
Yeah, it is.
All right. And listen, there's a database of your payroll, okay? And you need that when it comes tax time. And you need somebody that does that for you every single day. That's taken care of. And the technology is second to none. So every single thing that your employees make, okay, be it commission, be it hourly, be it salary, it's not a problem, okay? They can handle any situation. They can handle HRP can handle a situation where you have branches in other states, in other countries. They can handle any situation because their technology is fantastic. It's actually fantastic. And it's not like – it doesn't matter how you go about it. We had our W-2s as soon as the new year got here. W-2s are out. You guys can take care of your taxes now. And it's so simple, and it's so easy for your CFO, for your CEO, your CFO. If you're somebody that's struggling with this thing every year, getting your taxes, your W-2s out to your people, if you're having problems with any tax implications that your business has, I mean, it is easy. HRP is here for you. HRP does this every day. You don't. You got to sell your widgets. Let HRP take care of your payroll and your HR and the benefits packages as well. But you're the one that gains from those, because they don't force them on you. You get to pick which ones. HRP, it's the way to go. If you're looking for a great way to get payroll and HR to your company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Quick segment here. John Chill's going to join us top of the hour to give us some winners for the weekend. We got some stuff coming up. Rockets playing tonight against Golden State in a back-to-back. I'm not sure Steph is going to play. Jimmy Butler played last night. We'll see. Jimmy will probably play again tonight. That's a tough guy. He will more than likely play.
You must have missed the Jimmy experience before he got the gold. He may play because he's got something to prove.
Yeah, he didn't like Miami, dude. Okay,
He missed plenty of games over the 5 years in the regular season. He may. Well, I don't know. He's got his extension, so he may not play. What's he got to prove? Well, actually,
that's true. He's got a guaranteed money now, so he'll play. He'll play.
He's one of those guys that. He's not never happy, but he does like. I think he likes playing basketball, though.
Yeah,
I think he's highly competitive. He made the Timberwolves cry. Remember, he made those players cry in practice. Yeah.
Well,
and they
because
were all scared of him.
He took all the backups and said, "I'll beat you."
And
I'll
he
beat
did.
All your starters. And he did.
Yeah, Carl Anthony Towns seems fine. He's playing pretty well in New York.
He is, but he was one of those guys that was too south for Jimmy.
Boy,
too south.
Have you guys seen Paul George lately?
Yeah, I was watching his podcast the other day.
Oh, my God.
On the court. Did you see him yesterday?
Oh,
on the court?
No, I didn't see him on the court, but I saw him on his podcast.
So, surprisingly, Joel Embiid is out. And Tyrese Maxey was out last night, too. Cheers, Paul George. Paul George going to take over the team. Paul George was one for seven with 2 points and six rebounds and four assists.
He's been playing with a splint on his finger for the last couple weeks. I don't know why they're playing him, other than they think Daryl Morey and that franchise thinks they still have something in the season they can get out of it. Just sit him down.
Daryl doesn't, like, it was so weird because Daryl, to me, was one of the more brilliant GMs for a long time in terms of finding value and but, man, does he have a blind spot for thinking that his team is better than they are.
Oh, dude.
Like a real
blind
spot. He's got
to pay him $50 million for the next three seasons.
The season's lost. Just
no, I mean, but who made that deal? Daryl did.
Daryl did.
Look at how bad. Look, the Clippers had a bad deal. They thought, you know what would be sweet is if we put Paul George together with Kawhi Leonard. Okay, on paper it looked good. Never really materialized. And they said, you know what actually we're missing? James Harden. If we can get James Harden, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard together, forget it. We're going to win so many titles, and it just never materialized. And Daryl's like, well, maybe I can get something out of that podcaster. And he can't. And now you're just paying too much. And then guaranteed NBA and guaranteed MLB money eventually will sink you on bad deals.
Well, it started early for them. Paul George gets hurt. Early, I think even in the preseason, maybe.
Embiid.
Of course, he's always hurt. Tyrese Maxey had a bad start to the year, and they're 20-34 now, and they're still rolling those guys out
Daryl
there.
How does Daryl have a job? How does he have a job? I mean, I know he's the smartest guy. And
you know, Simmons was – I don't know if Simmons was bad luck or just – but, yeah, it's not
– Well, that wasn't Daryl's hire. Like, I mean,
no,
drafting.
No, that's what I'm saying. He had – You know, he had to deal with that, is what I'm saying.
And he got off of it, and he brought James in.
Yeah, but that's just it. You brought James in. You brought P.J. Tucker in. He started bringing in guys he knows, and it's just not – he was at his best when he was ripping people off because he recognized Dragic was a value, and Rafer Alston was a value, and what's his name who's in Toronto, the point guard?
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry was a value.
Well, his biggest rip-off is the Harden trade.
He started recognizing value. Yeah, and James Harden was a value. He was ripping people off on a regular basis because he recognized value. And who is he now? I'll just pay top dollar to name guys who are old. That's not how you came up. That's not how you built any of this. Now it's just like there's no creativity. It's just he doesn't know how to finish. Like in there's three phases of everything that you do when I do evaluations, right? It's the early phase, the middle phase, and the finish phase. So you have, like, if for an offensive lineman, there's getting into position, then there's sustaining, and then there's finish. Okay, that could be – it's building a team, too. Getting into position, Daryl was elite with that. Sustaining, he was very good, understood how to manipulate the cap and things like that. Finish, not so good. Didn't know how to finish. And that's the hardest part. That's the hardest part for any organization. Jeff Leno figured out finish. And a lot of it was because he got, listen, he happened to get a really good player in Justin Verlander. He came open, and Jim Crane was a big part of that, but they finished. And once you finish, you got a chance to stay there for a while. Darryl couldn't finish. He almost did with the Chris Paul trade, but after that, it just turned into an absolute nightmare. There was nothing left for him. And Darryl didn't know how to finish. Now, Nick Caserio is going to be in the same position. He's getting to the phase. He's got a chance to sustain. He's trying to currently sustain. And at some point, he's going to get right to the precipice, which is where the Buffalo Bills are, for example, and the Baltimore Ravens. And they got to learn to finish. And you either do it through your roster or, you know, guys just eventually execute. Or you know, a lot of times you just start executing. Sometimes you have to do it through roster. And I think Nick Caserio is going to have to finish with roster build out. He's going to have to do something smart with roster. That's going to be critical for him. And maybe Rafael Stone will have to also, because you're in a pretty good position right now, but you may not be. I don't think you're a finished product, John. I think there's another move to be had to get you over the hump, if you can get over the hump.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the Texans are certainly not an unfinished. There's a lot of work to be done there.
No. They're still trying to sustain.
Yeah.
They're not in the sustain phase yet. I mean, they're currently in the sustain phase, but they're trying to work on sustaining. And to do that, you're still building. Then there's, you know, Buffalo is in sustain. And once you get to sustain phase, at some point, you gotta figure out how to get over the top and play for championships.
Well, I was just looking at the Texans aren't in this. Well, they kind of are. They signed Joe Mixon to a nice running back deal. James Cook wants $15 million a year. I just saw a Spot Track article that said, here's how you do it. Maybe they can figure it out. But James Cook is all vital to that Buffalo team, so they're going to have to figure out a way to get him that $45 million over 3 years. But that's their problem. We got our own. We got a problem with who we're going to bet on this weekend, and John Chill's going to come in and tell us how we get that job done. But first, how does the Brown go down? The Brown goes down with Billy Brown. I'm not saying Billy Brown goes down. I'm saying the Brown in your toilet goes down because Aqueduct Plumbing comes to your home and fixes whatever problem that you have. It might not just be browning, okay? It could be clear liquid, water that's not coming through right through your pipes. That's not coming
like
through your
this.
Shower, right? It could be all kinds of different things. It could be a pipe that has exploded. That happened
there
to me.
There we go. What? I like that one better. I don't like your description of the problems.
Right. But here's the deal.
Those are going, hey!
A pipe could burst, okay? And now all of a sudden you've got water leaking, and all of a sudden your floorboards are starting to come up, and you're like, what the heck is going on here? Well, Billy Brown finds that. Boom. Fixes it. Boom. And you, my friends, don't lose your floors. You don't have a flood in your house because Billy Brown is there for you. But the thing that you have to have is this number in your phone, 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, because Billy Brown will come immediately and help you out. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.